First, AAC systems need to be versatile. That's really true, I think, in all of our AAC interventions, but it particularly comes into play when we're dealing with young children, because young children are participating in a wide range of situations. They're engaged with a lot of different materials in a lot of different contexts, and we need to develop AAC systems that will meet their needs across those contexts. So kids may be involved with Play-Doh, with water play, with sand play. They may be outside. They may be inside. They're doing a variety of things, and we want them engaged in all of those activities, but we're going to need AAC systems that are versatile enough to meet all of those needs. The systems must be flexible. Any of you that have spent time with young kids know that you need to be flexible because things don't always work as exactly as you would expect, and they must provide for growth potential. Obviously, one of our goals within this project is to build language, so we need to be sure that the AAC systems are going to encourage that language growth and not impede it. In our interventions, we almost always are drawing on multiple modes to maximize language and communication. We are always encouraging speech where that's a possibility. Many of our children are not yet able to produce functional speech. However, we are always working with the children towards that goal. So we don't see these AAC interventions as an either-or decision, but rather a two-pronged approach where we're working on speech development and at the same time providing access to AAC to supplement or augment whatever speech develops. For many of the children, they are already relying, when we first interact with them, with some idiosyncratic or natural gestures that they're using in communication. And where children are able to make use of unaided modes, we definitely encourage them to do so. So we may be introducing additional gestures to the children, introducing them to signs as well. And then all of our children are involved using aided AAC systems as well, both light tech, graphic symbols that might be on paper and covered in contact paper that they can use and play with, as well as using computer-based technology that provides speech output. All of the children in the project are actually using dynamic display systems where they have access to a wide range of vocabulary and can access both digitized speech and recorded sound as well as synthesized speech.